crash on one, I would.
I mean, I tend to like it when it's hand of four. One, yeah. Two, three, four.
I mean, you can even do, you know, hand one, you can do both.
You could do
the stimble on the end of four and the kick on one, on the first one, so you kind of
kind of
gives a little oomph to one.
Anything fits.
Right, exactly.
Alright, so just sort of make it clear, like,
just to kind of make it clear where the form is. And, you know, a little bit of that goes a long way. I mean, that's one of the main things a drummer can help with. Okay, let's take it at the top of your chorus. Like, that is
Well, at least it's blues, so that's good.
Focus on getting the entire sound out of that cymbal every time, because if it feels a little tentative, it'll tend to speed up because you want to fill the space.
Yeah, you were saying that last time. That makes sense too, right?
Yeah, I mean it's the same thing with bass players, in a way.
Well, like any instrument, if you hit the note bad, you real quick try to hit it again.
Yeah.
And then kind of like drums, that. It's like.
Let me hear you guys just walk a chorus together.
Okay.
And just try to really sit back. One, two, and I'll try to be a visual metronome.